What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A little update. We kicked off the show with the news, Clint, that the Astros had to play shortstop Jeremy Peña on the IL due to the rib injury. It is retroactive to June 28th. And our guy, Will Conkle, who will join us tomorrow, Big Conk, he'll join us tomorrow. But Will said it in a tweet, the hope is Astros shortstop Jeremy Peña will miss just 2 weeks per source. Of course, the healing process will dictate the timeline. By the way, he'll join us. When will Will be this?
2:20 p.m. tomorrow.
2 o'clock, second hour, or second segment for the rest of the hour tomorrow at 2. But, so we'll look forward to talking with him coming up tomorrow. But he said Jeremy Peña, the hope is he'll miss just 2 weeks with that rib injury. So that is one to look at there. As we said, hopefully it's not a long, long period. The Astros, this will be yet another test. They've had a lot of guys out. They've had a lot of important guys out. Obviously, Yordan has been out. I can't remember the last time Yordan played. And a lot of their pitchers out. This is just an addition. Now these guys are all out at the same time, so we'll see. They have the Rockies coming up, though, so that always helps. And then I believe they get the Dodgers. So they really are. They'll get the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Dodgers. Those are the three division leaders in the National League.
And I'm going to tell you, Dodger fans are the worst.
They're 5-1.
I'm telling you, the last 18 games, which they got six. Who do they have after the Dodgers? Because they got the Cleveland Guardians at some point. I mean, with the exception of
Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies. I mean, with the exception of that, you got some pretty good baseball
teams. But
this
is their big run.
Guardians are right after the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Guardians, and they're actually kind of coming back a little bit. But after that, though, Clint, well, they've got the easiest schedule the rest of the way as of now, as we look at things. So a lot happening there. And by the way, over the weekend, Dana Brown, he was on with the Astros flagship. And talking about Jeremy Peña, by the way, he said he called Scott Boras, who is now Peña's new agent. By the way, he's also O'Diesel, his agent, too, Hunter Brown. He said right away after Jeremy Peña hired Scott Boras as his agent, Brown said he told Boras that we're still interested in signing Jeremy long term and we'll be in touch.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
And as he should be, especially the way he is playing. And Clint, is do you think he has reached a space where he is a priority? Like Jeremy Pena is a priority to sign long-term for this team? Has he reached that status, especially how the Astros are looking at that at this point?
Well, look, I would think so. Yes, I would think so. But I don't know. There's several things at play here with the Astros for me. We talked about one last week with the Dana Brown effect on Jim Crane. Like Dana, again, if I remember correctly, coming out of Atlanta, I heard him make the comment either right before or right after that they like retaining their guys. And I don't know that Jeremy Pena has been a Dana Brown guy long enough for Dana Brown to think that's one of his guys and be willing to truly sign him long term. Are you just playing the game here with Scott Boras, knowing he's going to ask for a huge deal, long term deal?
To add to what you're saying, Ronald Acuna Jr. was like their guy in Atlanta, and they re-upped with him.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right. So you know, I don't know where Pena falls in that. I don't know where Hunter Brown falls in that. So there's the dynamic of the Dana Brown effect on what's going on. There's also the Dana Brown effect of he'll make moves like trading Kyle Tucker for young, really young, talented guys. And I don't have a reason to not have confidence in that because it's playing out really, really well.
And Jim right has no reason to feel like it won't work either, because this is thus far with Paredes and even Wisniewski before he got injured. And
Cam Smith.
And Cam Smith, he is really coming.
Yeah, and you look along, at you look at the, yeah right you look Thank at the farm system, you look at the minor league system, and at some point they're going to have to do something to kind of replenish that, I guess. I don't know. There's just a lot of things at play here, but I think just the 30,000 foot view of Jeremy Pena. He's young, he's homegrown, he plays a premier position. He now is one of the best leadoff hitters in the game, whether you're talking about his numbers or just kind of his skill set and what he brings to the table. I mean, there's a lot going on, and it would be a hell of a deal to watch this guy walk out the door if they weren't able to get it done down the road. What has he got, 2 years left? 2 years of control left?
2 years, yeah.
So, I don't know. I say all that to say I don't have a clue what Jim Crane's going to do.
And the thing is Jeremy is a little bit older than maybe you would think. I think Jeremy Pena and Kyle have to be probably near the same age. I know Kyle Tucker's 28 and Jeremy Pena is 27, right? So they're a year apart. And he'll be 28 in September. So he'll be, you know, he's going to be 28 soon. He didn't just turn 27. So they're a lot closer. So the age thing is different. How the Astros think? Do they think, all right, do we want to have a shortstop at a premium position who his game is with speed and somewhat? Do we have? And we don't have a long stretch of, back of the baseball card, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, of him doing this. Do we want to pay somebody in their 30s big money? I, just the way that the Astros are, have been doing business here of late. So,
well,
I think he should be a priority. I think him and Hunter Brown, Clint, should be priorities. It seems like right now for this team.
Yeah, I think Hunter Brown is a no brainer just because of what we've been able to see from Hunter Brown. Like, assuming he continues this until that time comes, right? One with Jeremy Pena is at some point Altuve sooner, like you got to look for the replacement of not just a good player like you have with Springer and Correa, but you got to look for the replacement of the next iteration of the team, right? At some point Altuve is going to be gone. Like, and I don't know Jeremy Pena and the situation. Well, is Jeremy Pena, is he just a good player, or is he a guy that impacts the clubhouse the way that Altuve and Bregman and those guys have in the past? And if he is, then that changes the dynamic as well. I know he's a hard-working dude that, for the most part, I had to say now because he's injured, but he stays healthy. He's obviously unbelievably talented. Can you, on top of that, also say, no, he's a cornerstone. He's an important piece that you can build around. Yeah. I don't know. Looks like it. Seems like it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he would be a top three MVP finisher right now.
Yeah.
If it ended right now. But to that point, he's almost 28, and this is really the first time we've seen him show this at an extended period. And we know 5 years, 105 was enough for them. That was what the hope was until Scott Boras has come around. But, yeah, Hunter, like, to me, if you were to tell me, like, guys that should be priorities, Jeremy Pena right now of the position guys, because you have Yordan locked up right now, Jeremy Pena would make sense. And then Hunter Brown is obviously the number one player to me on this team that's a priority to lock up long term. He is clearly the number one person when it comes to that. All right, as we continue here, it was an interesting weekend in the sports world and all over the place. It's Monday, so we will do our weekends worst, weekends best. Weekends worst, weekends best. You can text yours in 713-572-4610 or on YouTube and Twitch. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.